On the telephone line, it's the head coach of the Maine Black Bear hockey team, Red Gendron. Hello, coach.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing very well, thank you. How about you?
I don't have any injuries to report, so it's all good.
Well, it's all the stretching. Yeah, you're keeping loose, keeping things moving.
Yeah, I'm stretching all right.
Yeah. You can still skate when you want to get somewhere. I noticed that yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know what you're noticing there, Bruce. You need to see your optometrist.
Well, Red, quite a weekend. You get out to Boston College, take on the number four team in the nation, and beat them twice. Five straight wins against Boston College. They're not going to let you go back there.
Well, you know, our team played well. We earned 4 points, and now we're just concerned about Merrimack College. You know, what happened then is... It's history, and even though I like history, I don't like hockey history. More history of the United States and other assorted types. So that's where we're at right now.
What did those wins do for your team in terms of confidence going into this weekend?
Well, I think we just built additional confidence. You know, we played in a bunch of tough games already this year and had to overcome adversity at different times, or the fact that we were behind or behind after a period and all of that sort of thing, or, you know, teams tied the game on us and all those sorts of things, the kind of stuff that we were able to overcome last weekend. So I think, you know, the confidence bank has been filled up a little bit, but it doesn't apply, you know, game to game. I mean, in the sense that we have a brand new opponent. You know, whatever happened last weekend was last weekend. You know, our job is to stay focused on doing the things that we do that tend to lead us to play well and tend to lead us to have a success in terms of final outcomes.
Well, no matter what happened, one of the things that definitely happened was the team never gave up, and it's especially true on Saturday night. I think there were maybe 40 seconds left when Shea got the goal. The are you seeing, as I think we believe we're seeing from the stands, a team that really is relentless? They don't back up. They just keep going forward.
Yeah, that is true, and it's been like that for a while. You know, we've had a lot of instances this year where, you know, we've had to keep going in spite of things not necessarily breaking our way, or mistakes that we've made to allow an opponent back in the game or to get on top of us early, all of those kinds of things. I mean, it's happened a lot. And the team has consistently shown its ability to keep playing, to keep fighting, and give itself a chance to win. And so relentless is a very good word to describe a lot of our efforts this year and the way this team has been playing.
One of the other things, Red, every coach says this, every hockey fan knows it, when you're on the penalty kill, your best player has to be your goalie, and your goalie's been outstanding. But I believe they were 1-for-8 on Saturday night against your penalty kill.
They were 1-for-8, and reality was, on Saturday night, Friday night, we didn't think we played all that well defensively. And when we ended up looking at the game, you know, that was on film, that was confirmed. And on Saturday, you know, we gave up a similar number of shots, but they had 8 power plays, and 22 of their shots on goal came while Boston College was on a power play. We did done a much better job playing 5-on-5. The point is, we saw some growth from one night to the next. That being said, you know, it was a step backwards in terms of our discipline, right, which has been real good most of the season. You know, it's not usually a winning formula to give a good team, or any team for that matter, 8 power plays during the course of a game. But Jeremy Swayman was there, as you point out, and, you know, that's important. He's a big part of our team and any successes that we enjoy.
Well, you've got Merrimack coming to town for big Hockey East games this weekend. What's going to be most important for you to do well? Let's start with Friday night right out of the box. How will we know your Bears are doing what you want them to do?
Well, if we're taking the initiative all the time, we're getting pucks deep, we're finishing checks, we're getting bodies to the net, throwing pucks to the net, fighting for pucks, managing the puck well, not turning the puck over, that sort of thing. And that's the way we play. We play a smash mouth brand of hockey. And that's what works for us, and that's how we need to play. And when we're playing like that, we generally give ourselves a real good chance to be successful by the end of the night.
Well, we're hoping for huge crowds, and there ought to be this weekend as the Black Bears come back home riding high. We wish you good luck this weekend, Red, and as always, thanks for visiting with us.
Thanks, guys. I really want to encourage our to get out this weekend. It gives a huge lift to our team, and really love to see him come out in droves to watch the Black Bears.
Absolutely. Thank you, Red. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
That's Red Gendron, head coach of Maine Hockey here on Downtown, coming off that sweep of number 4 Boston College and then hosting Merrimack this weekend. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And by Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bear Coaches shows on Front Street in Bangor. And as we mentioned, a big weekend for the men and the women as well. They're hosting New Hampshire at the Alfond.
Yeah, they need 4 points. The games are at 2 o'clock Friday and Saturday. It's free. You should come out. It's always a good time, and it's a great brand of hockey. And I think you're going to see a good weekend. This means the New Hampshire main thing is real, as we know.
And I know Red doesn't want to talk about it because it happened before today, and so he doesn't want to focus on what they did last weekend. But I think you can make a pretty good case. That's the best weekend Maine hockey has had in a decade, maybe?
It's been a while. And I think the other thing that people ought to notice is that nationally people are taking notice of that. John Buchagrass has him at 15
right.
Nationwide. That's probably a little high, but there's a lot of skill on that team, and that's what Red's been saying. And what you're seeing is all the young kids, especially on defense, are starting to play a lot better. He started the season with really one veteran on defense who was healthy, and that's not a recipe for success. So they've come a long way. I mean, they looked really, really good in winning that game against BC.
Well, I think things that bode well are that their specials have been going very well all season long, and then you get a hot goalie, and Jeremy Swayman can be as good as anybody in Hockey East. And if he gets hot at playoff time, this team can make some noise.
Yeah, I think he's as good a goalie as we've had since Bishop or Howard or those top guys, yeah.